Han came over to inside the Stealth X.
If we don't reach Tarfang before the Bug Queen drags him into a pressurized area, we'll never get him back. Sorry.
Luke reached up and rested his glove on the sleeve of Mara's vac suit.
We've got to do this. I can't leave him.
Mara sighed.
I know. And so does Lomi Plo. She's trying to draw us in.
Luke smiled. Her mistake.
It better be,
Mara said.
I'm not going to raise Ben alone. You won't have to.
Luke patted her arm, then stepped away from the cockpit.
I promise.
Han started to follow Luke away from the Stealth X, but Mara motioned him back toward the cockpit.
Take this.
She passed her lightsaber to Han.
If things get close, it will do you more good than a blaster.
Han's faceplate remained turned toward the weapon for a moment, then he nodded.
Thanks. I'll try not to cut up anything I shouldn't.
Mara smiled inside her helmet, but her eyes betrayed her concern.
After you three get Tarfang, jump on my wings,
she said.
I'll lift you out of here fast, then go drop a shadow bomb down that thermal vent.
Sure,
Han said.
It'll be just like my swoop riding days.
Once Han had stepped back, Mara closed the canopy and lifted the Stealth X off the deck again. She turned in the general direction of Tarfang's presence, then activated the external flood lamps and began to creep forward. Luke waved June to his side, then leaned down and touched helmets.
Stick close to me.
He gave the blaster rifle from Mara's survival module to the Celestin.
And when you see Lomi Plo, don't hesitate. Start blasting.
Luke motioned Han to the Stealth X's other flank, then started to follow the starfighter forward on his own side. The deck seemed to have been little more than a storage level. There were a few Gorog bodies, their eyes burst from sudden decompression, but most of the debris looked like broken waxes of black membrosia.
These bugs are really starting to scare me,
Han said over the comm.
This ship design is sturdy, really sturdy. Even with no shields?
Luke asked.
Doesn't need 'em,
Han said.
Every deck is a shield lair itself. Blast through one, and there's another just like it right below. Given the size of these bug haulers, you might have to go down 100 decks before you hit anything important.
Luke had a sinking feeling.
What about Buatu's plan? Oh, that'll work,
Han said.
All ships are weak in the stern, even these monsters. But those shadow bombs better go right down the thrust channels. If they hit a wall and detonate before they reach the hyperdrive itself, all they'll do is throw the bugs off course when they jump. I was afraid you'd say that,
Luke said. Luke opened himself to the combat meld, trying to impress on Kip and the other pilots how important it was to be accurate when they targeted the other Nest ships. He perceived a variety of emotions in response, from joy at sensing his presence, to gratitude for the advice, to frustration that the warning had come so late. The Stealth X's were in the middle of their runs. Some had already launched their bombs and were turning back to join the Falcon in coming after Luke and Han. Luke poured reassurance into the meld. Then the light from Mara's flood lamps fell on a section of Spitcrete wall. A band of about 20 pressure-suited Gorog were nearing one of the leathery membranes Killix used as airlocks. They were holding, struggling to hold, a small kicking figure in a vac suit. Mara touched Luke through the Force, wondering if she should take a shot. He gave her a mental nod, then warned Han.
Watch your eyes! Cannons!
Luke averted his own gaze and reached down to cover June's faceplate. Then Mara fired the Stealth X's laser cannons. The flash was so bright that Luke's eyes hurt even looking at the floor.